G'day trendsetters, I've been really crook all last week. Probably the sickest I've ever been in my life. Just a bad flu going around. And yep, before you think it, no, didn't get tested for anything. Didn't even take a Panadol. But it was 4 days of hallucination and feeling terrible and no eating and general horrible high temperature sickness. But I feel excellent now. I'm back in the gym again, pumping some weights, and I feel I've got a tiny bit of a cough left over, but otherwise I'm just powering on. Anyway, enough about me. What about this Ben Bernanke? He's just won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Well, isn't that a turn up for the books? I wish I could get work like that, guys. You know, totally destroying economy. All the inflation that you see now is Ben Bernanke and his mate Greenspan before him, and his mates, you know, the old grandma Janet Yellen, and no clue about economics. So they give him a prize now. They give him the Nobel Prize. Well, that's when you really just work out. They're like, you go, the world's got to be fucked, right? They're giving the guy the prize that caused the inflation that we have now. He's the one that printed all the money because his mate Greenspan held all the interest rates so low for so long they caused a hyper bubble. You know, they caused a housing bubble. Ben Bernanke, the guy that said the problems in the subprime market appear to be contained. And then just like the next day, it blew up. Like, duh, you got egg on your face. Kept his job. And now they give him prizes. Nobel prizes, no less. Wow. Jeez. Just thought I'd share that with you guys. I mean, it's just outrageous, hey? What's going on? It's everything is upside down. Everything is the wrong way around and topsy-turvy. But I think we've got less than 2 weeks to wait, guys, before we see that big, big day, that like Black Monday. It might be a Black Wednesday. But I think it's very close. Very close. I think we're in it. So they can just keep giving out more prizes to economy destroyers. But who would want to keep what we've got anyway, eh? Let him go. Let it go and see where the chips fall. Keep your eye on the situation. Be prepared. That's all you can do. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But the things are going to go back around the other way in a big hurry. Like a slingshot. Like all that energy got pent up, like pulling an arrow, pulling a bow back. Bang. Hallelujah. Everything that's the way it is now flips on its head. That's a fantastic thing. That means we go back to the real world. So bring it on. Nice talking to you again, guys. I'll see you on the next one.